Thanks for listening to Small Biz Tips. For more, subscribe to our YouTube channel and connect on LinkedIn and Instagram at Jeff Abe Online. And check out our website at www.abrahamglobal.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Small Biz Tips. I'm here today with Chris Baglio. Guys, this guy is not only an amazing friend, but a friend-tor from afar. He has so much knowledge, so much experience. Ooh, I'm excited about this episode. What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, Jobert, man? This is great. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you so much for, you know, allocating some of your time to help us out and share those amazing nuggets for small business today. Well, but before we go any further, tell us more about you and your company.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So once again, yeah, real thankful to be here. So thanks for having me on. So yeah, as you said, my name is Chris Baglio, and I am a business and personal branding coach that works with creative professionals to help them build, as I like to say, a rock star brand so they can get noticed, feel confident, and get more clients.
Yeah, I like that. Get more clients.
Always a business coach, a consultant. My previous life, which wasn't so long ago, I was the co-founder and co-owner of a video production agency. I started with my best friend out of college, and grew it into a seven-figure, very much thriving video production company. And then in 2020, I think like most people, but I actually had some time to reflect on my life because, you know, there was the giant pause. So, you know, what are you going to do? So you sit and think. And I, you know, I came to the decision on my own that, you know, after 20 plus years of being involved in video and filmmaking, doing all that, I was ready for something new. You know, I was ready for a new journey in life. And so I made the really difficult decision. It was hard, you know, it's hard to exit something you've built from day one. It was my baby, you know, I put everything I had into it. But, you know, for me, I just decided it was time for me to move on and do something new. So I exited the company successfully. My business partner and I are still best friends. So
That's good.
Amicable. And I moved on and I started Rocket Growth Agency in the summer of 2020. And so here I am now over, but when we're recording this, it's about a year and a half in, and I'm loving it. You know, it's weird starting over from scratch in a brand new
industry,
profession and career, but I am loving it. I am absolutely loving it. I'm having a great
time. Wow. I have so much to unpack here. It's mind blowing because you've done what a lot of entrepreneurs sometimes have to do or do in their lifetime, going from building one business from 20 years to starting a brand new business, right? That shift, that transition, you know, being known for one thing and now working your way to be rebranding yourself for another thing, which is the personal branding coach. I think. So let's dive a little bit deeper here. Let's talk about those 20 years working in the video agency world. What are the top three things you learned that you now apply in your personal branding and coaching business?
Yeah, that is it's a really great question. And there's so much I learned because, and in full transparency and full honesty, just for all those listening to this, I did not take any business classes or courses. I had a business background prior to starting a business. I went to school for filmmaking. So you can say I basically, you know, I used my degree to do exactly that. I got involved in filmmaking and video. So, but prior to starting my business, I had zero business experience in that way. I mean, my business partner, I would say, I wouldn't say we accidentally started a business because we said, hey, we want to, you know, we want to make our own things instead of working on other people's sets. And you know, so one of the things that I learned, and this was something that we very early on had met a mentor very early in our career. It was like, you know, once again, man, you put things out in the universe and the universe will respond in ways that you could never imagine. And one of those was putting this gentleman in our lives at the right time that we needed it because we didn't know what we were doing in business. And so one of the things that he taught us from day one was to create a mastermind group. Surround yourself with people who they don't have to be from the same industry or anything. It's just people who have got experience, who've been there, who've done that before. People you could turn to when you need them to get answers to the things that you need for when you're, you know, you're building your business. And that was a key first thing that we learned right away. So I would say step one, big takeaway, is to surround yourself with people who are like-minded, do not have to be in the same industry, but have been there and done it before and are willing to help. So people you can call when you, when you're going through those critical moments in your business.
So you're not alone.
Yeah, exactly. You're not alone. And there are people out there, and I highly recommend it. It's something you absolutely should do. What he did too was back then, and this is like now it's like 25 years. And I had never read a business book before in my life. And I don't know if I even call it a business book. I think it's just a life book, but he handed me and my business partner each a copy of Think and Grow Rich. And he said, I love that book. And he's, this is what he said to us. He goes, I'm going to tell you what my father told me is the secret to life is in this book. Cause his father had given him that book. Cause he was, he has a tremendous story that could probably be made into a movie. We, you know, he was 14 and told he was never going to walk again and wound up becoming pro football and all that. But anyway, but he was in the hospital. His father gave him a copy of that book and said, listen, cause he was feeling low. And he said, read this book. I think this, and it did. And it inspired him. And then for us, he said, I'm going to tell you what my father told me, the secret to life was in this book. And man, was he right. He was absolutely right. So Think and Grow Rich is a book that I recommend. I think if you, I don't even have to say, even if you're not involved in business, this is, it's really not,
it's worth reading.
Book. It's worth reading because you can apply all the lessons in that book to anything you're doing in your life, anything, not just business, but personal as well. So I do recommend reading that book. But anyway, so I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent there, but so I would say then the second thing that I've learned, that I learned along the way was do not ask for permission to do anything inside of your business. Do not ask for permission, meaning don't wait for people to tell you it's okay to do this and it's okay to do that. No, 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 no. Do it. Do your thing. Your business is a part of you. So it's a part of you, your core values, who you are, who you want to be, how you want to do business, how do you want to conduct yourselves? Who do you want to do business with? All those things. Do not stand around waiting for people to tell you it's okay to do this and do that. Do it. You know, if you're not hurting anybody,
then go and do it.
Just go and do it. And that's the stuff that I learned from being involved in the DIY and punk hardcore scene in the 90s in New Jersey here, is that like, one thing that taught me was like, do not, you want to start a band, start a band. You want to publish a zine, publish a zine. You want to put records out, put records out. You want to put a show on. Put a show on. Like, don't stand around waiting for somebody else to give you the green light to do it. Just go do it. So that's another lesson I would say that I learned and applied, which was do not ask for permission. And the third thing that I would absolutely say is, and I think this is, this goes without saying, but I'm going to say it because I feel like this is always, you know, people do business with people that they like and trust, and relationships are so key to anybody's success in business. And I'm going to say that one more time because I want it to really resonate with you.
Yeah, say that again.
Relationships are the key to any successful business. It's about relationships. It's about placing serving over selling. Do not, the sale, like everybody needs to change their perception of what a sale is or selling, right? A sale at the end of the day is really, it's the transaction. It's the after I've decided that you are the best person for me. Now it's just a simple transaction of the exchange of money and the agreement. All prior to that is all the serving part. That's the part, asking questions, listening. And that part comes into developing really strong relationships, build relationships, identify the people who are the really solid influences in your life, hold them close, hold them dear, and nurture those relationships, and you will reap the rewards. Yes, it's not fast.
Yeah.
There's nothing fast about growing a business. Anybody that tells you they could take you to seven figures in 90 days or 180 days or whatever, I'm going to call it right now, they're BS. They're full of it. Yes, there's some, there's no get quick rich schemes to anything, and there's no shortcuts to growing a successful, thriving business. It all takes time. It takes trial and error. It takes making a lot of mistakes and learning lessons and applying those lessons and getting better. better today than I was yesterday. I'll be better tomorrow than I am today. All about being 1% better, and developing relationships for me, it always has been the cornerstone of building any successful business. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. If you have great relationships, you will be able to build a successful business. So those are my three lessons I've learned over, over a lot of years of doing business.
Oh my God, so many value bombs. We have mentorship. We have just go ahead and take action. And we have building the right relationships, which that alone, we could just stop the podcast.
Right? No, I know.
You know, wow. So I want to go deeper when it comes to relationship, right? You and I known each other for years, and I'm so grateful to have you as part of my professional career. With that said, your business right now that you're building, the you know, being able to work with creatives, helping them build that personal brand. Talk to us more about that.
Yeah, and the reason why I wanted to kind of, and listen, I've had my own journey trying to start this and trying to figure out, well, which way should I go and who should I be working with? Because I just love working with people. You know, as a coach, you just want to help everybody, right? You see, but at the end of the day, you know, I do have to narrow my focus in a bit. And, you know, for me, having spent so many years on the creative side and working in that professionally and having exposure to so much talent and so many amazing people, you know, I've definitely learned how to, you know, when I started this, I, like I said, no business background. I learned business trial by fire. I'm sure like most people have done, but you know, I was artist. I'm a creative, like, you know, I want to do that first and then the business stuff. But like, I learned over time how to blend the two and make them work seamlessly. And I can be creative and I can still also be profitable and run a business and be a business person. And I see that a lot of creatives, like anybody else who gets in the business and wants to now, hey, I want to do this professionally. I want to be paid what I bring to the table for my talent, for my service. And it's wonderful. But, you know, I see the struggle and I know it and I've seen it and I've been there and I know I can help. And that's what I do, is I work with creative professionals. So whether they're just starting out, they're making their transition, or they're seasoned. Maybe they're making the leap from an agency and going on their own, or maybe they're in their own agency already and they're looking to grow. Maybe that's, they're a small team and now they're looking to grow more. Maybe they had tremendous growth over this last year and hey, great, but maybe they don't know how to manage it. How do you retain those clients? How do you continue to scale that? These are all things that I've had firsthand experience with and learned how to do. So I've got a lot of knowledge to share with people and help them on their journey, regardless of what stage they are in their business. And that's why I really wanted to choose to work with creative professionals, because I've been in their shoes. I'm
still, you know what it is.
I know what it's like. And for me, so I could work with them on all aspects of the business. The personal branding stuff kind of came up and about, and the reason why a lot of people choose to work with me or say, hey, I want to focus on this and all that, is because it's something that I learned through time, was, you know, to really stand out, to really become memorable, to really leave a mark and develop those relationships, you know, you really have to put yourself out there and you have to learn how to lean into aspects of yourself that maybe you thought were weaknesses, but they are actually strengths, because our own perception of ourselves is usually the worst one. We're, you know, we're usually the ones that are not very confident in the things that make us us, make us who we are, and we're afraid to use them because we think, well, we're afraid of people judging us or how they're going to look at us. But honestly, at the end of the day, it is the thing that makes us stand out, and it's usually the things that people love most about us.
Yeah.
When we embrace that power that we already inherently possess, that's when the magic starts to happen. And it works time and time again. And it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. You know, listen, it's all about feeling comfortable in your own skin, but sometimes you got to get uncomfortable to get comfortable.
I love that.
It takes time. It takes time. It takes effort. You got to grow into it. You know, I didn't just start doing it overnight. There's years of, you know, doing.
Yeah, I mean, 20 plus years of experience you bring to the table. So
exactly. So I think not something that happens overnight.
I think it's massive for people to understand that developing a personal brand is a lifetime game. no matter what businesses you're in. You know, I want to go a little bit deeper here. You know, you've been building this business over a year plus. I'm sure you come across a lot of challenges, right? What has been one of your biggest challenges that you've come across?
Biggest challenge that I came across was I know how to build a business and structure a business and get something up and running and, you know, put myself out there.
Yeah.
One of the challenges that I underestimated, and then it came crashing into me like a brick wall, ran right into a brick wall with that, was the actual transition time from moving from one thing to the next. I think I was a little bit more, and I'm not afraid to say this, I think I was a little more overconfident and perhaps even a little cocky about it, that I thought, oh, I could just make this transition because all I'm doing is I'm leaning on my experience. I know all this stuff. I can just start coaching. But what I learned is that it is definitely a different, it's a different profession. It's a different career. And I thought I was going to be a lot easier to make that transition. And I took a lot of things for granted. And then when I ran right into it, I realized that I needed some more time to really develop my skill, my system, my technique as a coach, and embrace that and learn it. And, you know, and like anything else, I went and I got a coach who I still work with.
And you know, I love
with her helped me to get to where I am now. Absolutely.
I love the fact that you are a coach, but you have a coach. I think any great coach, like for example, I'm considered a LinkedIn marketing coach for some people. I have coaches that helps me as well.
Right.
So if you want to be great, you got to have people that will coach you there that have done it already. So that's a huge, huge value add. So guys that are listening to this, if whatever industry you're in, definitely get a coach, someone who has been there, done that, that can guide you to the process. You know, you have certain goals, make sure that person have accomplished that goal first.
Right.
And then they can actually help you. So you mentioned you have a coach that was able to help you overcome these challenges. What has been some of your biggest wins and some of your clients' wins?
Yeah. So some of my biggest personal wins within the business was, I first and foremost, was getting focused and getting the system down and really understanding who my client is and being very targeted and focused about my efforts. And that was something that I, through, you know, my coach's help, I was really able to zero in on. So that was a huge win for me, because once I had that clarity, I began to feel more confident. I began to be able to talk about what I do a lot more confidently and explain to my network and my relationships so they can help me to find the people and connect me with. So all that was a huge win for me. I'd say for my clients that I'm working with, you know, the things I've heard time and time again, the reoccurring things is, you know, after working with you, I now feel more confident in my business, what I'm doing. I've been able to get more clear on who I should be doing business with. I've been able to understand now how to turn my business into a revenue generator, you know,
that's huge.
Or finding where the roadblocks are, or the struggles or the challenges, and just working through them, you know, systematically, step by step, a bit at a time, you know. And then the other thing too, is the other big one I get is the accountability factor. And listen, we all need that accountability partner in our lives. And that's something else I really provide with my clients is, you know, we're talking about creative professionals, not everybody has a business partner. Most people are in their businesses doing everything on their own. Maybe they have a couple other people with them, but still they're in charge. And there's no one in their lives that can give them the level of accountability they need to do the things they want to do or to accomplish the goals they want to get to. So if they're looking to onboard new team members or get larger projects or you know, just get recognized more in their network so they can get better referrals, like being able to help them then provide that week-to-week accountability with them is been that, and this is what I've been told, this is the feedback I've gotten, is that has been huge for them.
That's so awesome.
That's what I do, and essentially this is what my coach does for me. So because I don't have anybody behind me, you know, it's me. I'm my own business right now. I don't have a giant team or anything. It's me. So, you know, having someone I could turn to and who holds me accountable to get the things done within my business so I could level my game up is huge for me. And this is what I'm doing back for the clients I'm working with.
Ooh, I love this. All right. So you said having that accountability partner is huge for you, right? What would you say to that business owner right now who's, you know, looking to take things to a new level, but their accountability is one thing, discipline is another, but they're still struggling with that, right? Like, what would be like a step-by-step thing they can put in place? If they say, oh, I'm just starting, I don't have money to get a coach right now, what is that one or two things that they can personally do to keep themselves accountable?
Right, that's a really cool question. And so I think that the most basic answer, yes, if you don't have the money to make the investment right now into a coach, you know, which I highly recommend you do, because an investment in a coach is an investment into yourself. And it has to be the right fit. So, you know, believe me, there's no shortage of people being coaches out there. But it really has to be the right fit for you. So that way it's an investment, right? What's my ROI on this? So it has to be, if you're going to put the money down, make sure it's the right person. If you can't do that just yet, then what I would recommend doing is something we were talking about at the top of this interview, which was advice that I got from my mentor, is create a mastermind group. You know, create some accountability partners in your life. It could be as simple as two to maybe three other people. And, and let's agree that, you know, we all need the same level of help and support. And let's meet once a month for an hour or 2 hours. Put it on the calendar. And then that way you have that meeting, but you can then come out of there with next steps and accountability. So now you're all accountability partners for one another. And really all this costs at the end of the day is a little bit of your time. So either way though, these are the things that when you talk about where do I put my time and efforts into my business, how do I invest in myself? These are the smart moves that you can make that are worth the time, because you're investing in yourself and the ROI on that is tremendous. Yeah. And you aren't spending any money, but to have that council, that small board, whatever you want to call it, it can be huge. And that, you know, once again, you're talking about time, but it's time well spent, because when you're working on your business, because that's what you're doing, you're working on your business, that's always time well spent. And all owners should always be working on their business. Yes, I all know, we know we all have to work inside our business every now and then, but a majority of your time should be working on your business. And when you do things like this, that is working on your business. That is proactive, productive time.
Wow, how to work on your business. Ooh, I love it. All right, so wait. You gave so many gems, but to wrap things up, what is like that one extra gem that you can share? When, you know, we hear mastermind, we hear mentorship, we hear accountability, we hear investing in yourself. What's that one, guys? I'm trying to get that one last piece of gem we can get from Chris here today.
Go ahead. And I'll say it's one thing. Once again, my mentor, that the first mentor I had, another thing he told us to do, and I swear I do this. And I schedule it on my calendar, is he said to us, people never sit and think anymore. Think. Because when you sit and think, people go, oh, but I'm not doing anything. No. You are doing probably more when you sit and think and focus on something in that hour than you'll probably do in the 8 hours of you running around going from task to task to task. You know, you need to be focused and let your mind work, you know, let it work things out. And when you can sit and think and block things out for that hour or whatever, you know, that is huge to do. And I'll tell you, he is absolutely correct. So if you have a goal in mind, whatever it is you want to do, write it down. It could be on a piece of paper. You could write down this, I want to make $1 million this year.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So how are you going to do that? Well, the best way to do, I'm going to sit and I'm going to think about it. Let me sit and think. What are the
ways going to help you? $1 million.
Don't let anybody tell you, oh, that's stupid, or you're not going to make $1 million. Go away. Oh, I don't want to hear it. Let me think about this. So sitting and thinking about it. So whatever that goal is, whatever you want to accomplish, write it down and sit and think about it. If it's, I want to grow my business by 20%. I want to onboard a large client of this size, or, or I want to tap into this industry, or, you know, I want to bring on some new team members. I don't sit and think about it. Sit and think about it. Because when you do, when you could block that stuff out, you free your mind up to think about ideas and different ways of doing things. That time is super critical. And this goes back to what you just said, working. This is working on your
business. Yeah. This is
working on your business. It's valuable time. It's critical time. And you need to do it. It needs to be done.
Wow. Chris, this was amazing. You literally give us everything you need to do to succeed as a small business owner.
I mean, this is all the stuff that I've learned. And this is the stuff that my mentors have told me and things that I've read. And this is, I mean, I'm telling you, it's not as hard. Listen, being a business owner, being an entrepreneur, it's hard. It's not an easy life. There's a lot of sacrifices, tons of ups and downs. It's an emotional roller coaster. It's not for everybody. It really isn't. But for those that can do it and can stick it out and go through the ride, it's extremely rewarding, and you have to be passionate about it. You got to wake up every day with that fire in your belly, being like, I love what I do and I have fun doing it.
Yes.
If it goes away, you need to stop immediately what you're doing, because it's not then worth it. It has to be a passion, and you got to have fun. You got to have fun. This should be fun for you. It should make you happy. It should lead to happiness. You know, if your goal at the end of the day is to go live on the beach or live in the mountain or whatever it is, like, what is the goal? What is the thing? Like, where do you want to be in life? Where do you want to be 20 years from now? Like, everything you're doing should be leading to that. You know, I want a small house by a lake, nice and quiet, nothing, but that's where I would like to be. Well, great. So that should be everything you are now doing should be leading up to that.
Focus to that. Wow. So tell us more about any program, coaches, that you know, session that you have, anything that if anyone business owner want to tap in with you, how do they get in touch? What kind of program you have right now?
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate it. So I keep things really easy, super simple to work with me. I offer a 12-week program with people where we can meet one-to-one private coaching, one hour a week. Of course, there's all kinds of access and things like that. And, you know, I have some group stuff that I put people in and all that. But that's the most basic, simple way. I also do now, as of this recording, I've started offering a mastermind group calls. Thanks. So we meet, usually what we do is we'll meet two times a month for 2 hours each session. And everybody gets a chance to go around equal time, and it's a group of made up of your peers, you know. So right now the one I'm running is for creative professionals.
Nice.
We have some creative professionals in there, people who are owning their businesses, whether they're small agencies or solopreneurs. But we're all helping and supporting one another. So it's a very safe space to talk about anything that you want to talk about, and get the level of support that you need. So I have that as well. And, you know, and then, you know, I do some other things. I have some VIP stuff, VIP day stuff.
Nice. So we'll put all that in the show notes.
Yeah.
Guys, definitely check out Chris. I've been in his mastermind. It's amazing. You guys see it. He's awesome. So thanks again for coming in today. Thank you. Thank you again. We'll see each other next time. Cheers, guys.
Thanks for listening to Small Biz Tips. For more, subscribe to our YouTube channel and connect on LinkedIn and Instagram at Jeff Abe Online. And check out our website at www.abrahamglobal.com.